You know, if you could talk to yourself in a younger version of yourself back there when you were 18 or maybe 20 or 25 about life, about things that you know now, things you've learned about life, about what works, what doesn't work, what God does in your life, and maybe at the time you didn't understand. If you could talk to a younger self, what would you tell yourself? What's the first thought that comes to your mind? Love to have you join in. We're going to revisit a topic we do from time to time because we get such interesting comments and such practical advice for people. We'd love to have you join us at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Phone line is open. We're live in the studio here. Steven's taking your calls. Jennifer is back in the engineering saddle today. Welcome back, Jennifer and Gino. Running Facebook Live today, making sure that everything works well. So here we are. Love to have you join in. I've lined up some people who have shared. We got a lot of comments that come in, have been recorded, and Stephen has put these together, and we're going to share some of those that you've all shared on our comment line or past programs, and we'd love to have you join in live. With the question being, what would you tell a younger self knowing then, if you knew then what you know now, what one thing maybe you'd want to tell yourself? There's two reasons we're doing this show today. One is to encourage others who may say, oh, there's a little wisdom I can apply to my life because we're all in this together. And two, I think it's helpful sometimes when we stop and think about this, how we've grown and matured. Here's a fact. If you're down the road in life now and you can't think of one thing you would tell a younger self, one of two things, either you were brilliant at 17, had it all figured out, life's good, I'm mature, my parents were dumb, I was smarter than they were, and I've got it all figured out, or you haven't grown. Either of those could be a little bit of a concern. So all of us probably could think of at least one thing we know now that we wish you'd known then. All right, give us a call, 888-888-1717. Let's go first. Here's Ann. Take a listen.
I would tell my younger self to listen to the Holy Spirit inside, warning not to marry the man that I married, including my own Christian parents, friends. I think sometimes you get on a momentum and you think it's the right thing to do, and then 30 years later, it's worked out, but it's been heartache and distress and lots of questions about my own faith. I think my own persistence has made it work out, but it's been a struggle. So I'd like to speak to someone out there, a Christian woman or man, and if you have any doubts, just don't do it.
We saved a little heartache with that one, Jennifer, don't you think? Isn't that possible? We saved some heartache there. Learning something, maybe you're in a dating relationship, you're meeting someone, and you got all the fuzzy feelings, but maybe in down deep, you got that little thought that, hey, I'm not quite 100% sure about this situation. Is really God in the middle of this? Don't do it until you get a green light. Okay? All right. You can join us. Lines are getting busy here. 888-888-1717. Here's Kathy. Take a listen.
I would tell a younger 25-year-old me to forgive people quicker, and that would include myself. And that's a biggie for me.
You know what? That's good, Kathy. I think we all, as we get older, we tend to mellow a little bit and realize a lot of the hurt that we carry around really is hurting ourselves. We hurt ourselves is what happens. If you don't let it go, come on now. Maybe you're carrying today some hurt from a previous marriage or way back in school time or college. Maybe someone is even gone out of your life, maybe even deceased, and you carry that grudge. And it can become that bitterness that the scripture talks about. Don't let a root of bitterness develop in your life. It can be very damaging for you, that's for sure. All right, 888-888-1717. We'll get to your live calls in a moment. First, here's Kristen. Take a listen.
I would tell my 25-year-old self back then to focus more on others and not so much on myself. And I think being other-centered helps us to live a more selfless life, and our decisions reflect that.
All right, focusing on others. You know, the scripture says there's biblical basis for that one. It says in the book of Philippians, don't think only of your own interest, but also the interest of others. And the reason for that, I think, is not only are we here to serve and care for other people, but we feel better about it. That, isn't there something when you're serving others, we benefit from that. We feel good about it. We really do. Okay, let's take a quick break, Jennifer, and then we'll be back. Taking your calls, one thing, if you could go back and... We don't want you to linger there, and we don't want to cause all sorts of distress in your life today. But if you could tell a younger self one thing, what would it be? Someone's got ears on, maybe listening. That's important. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Every question we ask in life has the power to set us up or set us free. In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, The Power of Questions, he unpacks the first question in the Bible and how the serpent used it to twist God's word and lead Adam and Eve astray.
God never told the woman she couldn't touch the fruit. There's already a deception that's occurring in this woman's mind, and Satan is setting her up.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets to listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thanks, Kurt, for that reminder, and I appreciate your part of the ministry as well, man. And you're keeping us informed on what the needs are and what's going on. And this month, reminding us about the power of questions, making a reminder to our listeners that that's up there on our website. It's available. Use it. Grow from it. Take the content and make it multiply in the lives of other people. And it's all made possible because of the generous support and prayer of our members, those who are supporting us, some who give every month, which is so vital. That multiplies throughout the year, and those who are able to give at one time. We just appreciate it so much. If you haven't been a part of the ministry, come join us, please, today. Just call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, T'Challa's on the line in Arizona. How you doing today?
Dr. Randy, good to talk to you again.
Good. Well, appreciate your call. What would you tell a younger self?
Constraint when it comes to dealing with members of the opposite sex.
Not let your emotions and your hormones take over?
More the hormones than the emotions, because I'll speak for myself. Mine dictated what my emotions were, and it took logic and God's will. Not that I knew a whole lot about that at the time. But, yeah, I don't regret having any of my kids, but I do know that my actions produced some things even outside of the kids. And my lifestyle impacted my kids as they grew into their future. And knowing all that now, yeah, I would very quickly tell my younger self, learn constraint.
Mm. So you've had the consequences, but have you experienced the forgiveness? You know, God loves you and He's a forgiving God.
Oh, I've experienced it from God. I've experienced it from my kids.
Good.
And that means the world, but ideally, you'd like to not ever have to go through that.
Yeah, that's a cul-de-sac we don't want to get on. Can be a dead end for sure. All right, T'Challa, thank you, my friend. Using good constraint toward the opposite sex, using wisdom, following biblical, I mean, just come on, common sense. We don't live in a culture that has any sense at all when it comes to this thing we call purity. I don't think I've ever heard that word used anymore. Can you imagine hearing that on secular media? Purity? Hey, let's... That sounds really old-fashioned. You know what? Your life will be better if you follow what T'Challa just said, using constraint and understanding if you haven't in your life, God is a God of forgiveness. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the good news. But consequences tend to come along, don't they? The scars are there. All right. Thank you, Tichilla. Let me go to Amy over in New Mexico. Hi there, Amy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
You were listening and you were thinking about the younger self. What came to mind?
You know, without a doubt, if I could go back and speak to my younger self, I would tell myself, be so aware of the fact that you have been given a rich gift from the Father. When you came into a relationship with Jesus Christ, that you were given the gift of His Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, that is helpful for you in navigating choices and decisions for your life. I just think that's such a powerful source that we've been given from the Father that so many young people don't ever really tap into or think about. I know I certainly didn't whenever I was younger. And just really being aware of the fact that we've been given a spiritual helper to help us navigate through life. And so that would be the most important thing I think I would go back and tell my younger self, is to be aware of that rich gift that we've been given through the Father. And it's right there in the Word that we have that promise that God will be living inside of us to help us through our lives if we'll be listening with intention to His leading and guiding.
So when you were younger, you were a Christian, but you kind of had this, you know, you had that part of your life kind of on a shelf a little bit?
Yes, pretty much. My family of origin, they never really focused that much on teaching me an awareness that I have God's Spirit to lead and guide me. And as I've grown in my own faith and gotten older, I've just become more so much aware of, wow, I have this source of guidance that I should be listening with clarity to as I go on in my daily life, as I deal with my relationships, as I teach people about who He is. So without a doubt, that would be an important part of what I would go back and tell myself when I was younger. And that I try to be intentional about telling young people today is that you've been given a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Tap into the help that you get through this gift of this relationship with the Spirit and the Father and the Son, because it is such a wonderful help.
Yeah.
He is our helper.
Amen. That's a reminder not only for the young ones, but for those of us a little bit older too. Great reminder. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. Glad you're listening.
Oh, it's a blessing. And I hope you have a blessed day.
Well, we're planning on it, trusting God for it. Thank you, Amy in New Mexico. You can give us a call, join in if you were to think back to when you were younger, maybe in your teens or early life. And you could tell a younger self one thing, what would it be? What do you know now that you wish you had either known and applied or had at least learned back then and start to apply it to your life? Give us a call. Love to have you do that. All right. One thing you've learned, you'd pass along to a younger self. Let me go to Marty in Arizona. Hi, Marty. How you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Carlson. How are you today?
Good. Good. What would you tell a younger Marty?
First of all, I want to thank you for your ministry.
Thank you.
And I would like to tell my younger self to listen to my father and take his advice.
Mm.
He was an alcoholic, and he got sober the April before I was born. And he stayed sober until he passed away at my orbs 15 years ago.
Mm.
And in the meantime, I did get sober almost 30 years ago. But I wouldn't have gone through a lot of the turmoil in my life if I just took my father's advice.
Tell us what did he tell you?
Well, he said, he told me, easy does it, Marty. Live and let live. You have to forgive, because I had I had an uncle that I was molested.
Mm.
So that part, I really hated the man for what he did to me and my sisters. And when I finally did that, the weight that was lifted off of me was tremendous. But I couldn't have done it unless I went through that AA program to get spiritual. And today, the Holy Spirit has been guiding me through my life. And if I could tell anybody on the radio today, is that if you let the Holy Spirit guide you in your troubles and your joys, life would be so much better.
Mm. Well, that's for sure. No question about that, Marty. And also accountability for behavior. Accountability for behavior. We can talk about that off air, but that's important. But you're right. You know, in our lives, there are things that can happen to us within our families and so on. And we can either allow those things to define who we are and become a definition of who we are, or we can choose to move forward, deal with these issues in life. And sometimes they need to be dealt with. Let's face it, things in life need to be dealt with. But then realize we're not going to continue to be victimized. We're going to move on. We're going to be able to trust God. I think we all have certain things in our life we can look back and say, boy, I can allow that to be a stuck point in my life or a block point in my life. Okay, Marty, my friend, thank you for that call. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Look at the sequence here. We go from truth to deception. We go from deception to sin. And now we go from sin to shame. This is a progression in life. And I was thinking about this as I was putting this lesson together. One of the problems we have in our culture today is the things that should be ashamed of, we're no longer ashamed of. And the things we should be proud of, we almost are ashamed of. Think about it. We got the whole thing upside down. The whole culture is now looking at transgender. And look at the stuff that's going on in our news today. Stuff that we would have been ashamed of a generation ago. And now it's like we're supposed to be ashamed as Christians because of what we believe. It's the whole thing is turned upside down in our culture.
And that's coming right off of a lesson I did this month on the power of questions. And you think about it, there's a lot of truth to that. The things that we were proud of as followers of Christ, we now feel like you have to hide under a basket sometimes. And in no way is that to imply that there's not the love of Christ for everybody, even people who choose paths that are different than our own, but really standing firmly on the things that we believe and understand what the Scripture teaches. And that's what intentional living is all about. I remind people of this. If you're a follower of Christ and you bring Him glory by the choices you make in your life, hey, listen, He gets the glory, but who gets the benefit? You do. Your family. Those things in your life that matter most. It's huge. It's really, truly a win-win. I think our Christian walk is an exciting thing, a way to live and bring glory to God and benefit to those things which matter most to us in our life. I just want to say, as you listen to a lesson like the one this month on the power of questions, I hope it'll encourage you, impact your life, make you think about the questions you're asking or need to ask in your own life. And I just want to pause and say thank you to our members, those who are supporting the ministry. We're listener supported. You make it possible for us to do this, to share those lessons, to do the radio, do the podcast, do the events, create resources for the family. And your gift today, or joining us in this journey with your monthly support, $1 a day in support of the ministry, will go a huge way. So give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on that donate icon, and we'd appreciate it. Okay, let's get to the call. Cheryl in Arizona. Cheryl, how you doing today?
I don't know if I ever been better.
Well, good.
No, I'm not better. I'm in a tremendous lost state. I've lost all my relationships because of not following God's word and endlessly trying to prove my worth by talking and talking and talking, which just keeps getting me in more and more trouble. So I'm stuck in a vicious cycle. And even though Jesus has always told me how much he loves me and approves of me, I kind of keep looking to people to fill the void in my whole soul. And what happens is I end up alienating them and driving them crazy and talking too much and trying to be right. And so it's all been just horrible. And the results are no grandchildren, no family, no friends. And I don't know. You know, as much as I know Jesus loves me, I just feel like there's, because I didn't even know I was doing any of this until the impact of it just suddenly crashed in on me. And I know that Jesus is bringing me to my knees to get me to understand what I'm doing.
Okay,
but
Cheryl.
The loss is so tremendous, and I don't know how to get out of it or if it's even worth it anymore.
Cheryl, I
was trying so hard to be a good person, and I thought I was doing the right thing, and I'm just flabbergasted.
Okay, Cheryl, listen. Can you listen for a minute? Just listen to me.
Yeah.
Everybody listening, here's your heart. Everybody listening, everybody in the country, driving their cars and down the road in Georgia or Florida or California, wherever they're listening, they hear your heart. They hear your own self-diagnosis of what you say it is. You know, I talk too much, so I drive people away. You know, you're making certain assumptions about yourself. There's certain experiences you've had in life that like you say, you're feeling really, really overwhelmed. Let me encourage you to just be quiet. I don't mean just with your voice, but with your soul, with your spirit, just to be quiet before God. And then very quietly, but very intentionally, to reach out. You need to connect with one person right now. It could be the pastor's wife. It could be a small group. It could be that you're going to find a Christian counselor, a woman that you can talk to, but someone you can communicate with, Cheryl, because you're feeling pretty overwhelmed and desperate, and we hear that. I would encourage you to do that today, to pick up the phone and call somebody that you really trust and listen. Don't just talk, but listen to them, what they have to say to encourage you. Because when we feel overwhelmed, sometimes what we continue to do is the very thing that drives us further away from people. And so if you've diagnosed that what you're doing is talking and not listening or saying things that you know drive people away, I would encourage you not to do that and then talk to someone. So let me ask you this. Is there someone in your life, Cheryl, that really does understand you and you feel loved by and accepted?
No, not currently, no.
Okay. Have you been to a counselor? Have you talked to a Christian counselor?
I haven't talked to a Christian one. I've tried to communicate with a couple of counselors, well, actually about four, and they've only, you know, been with me maybe two times, and then they're gone, they don't work there anymore. So that's been a big
what do you mean they don't work you mean they
well,
closed
they
down their practice?
Quit working there, and after I, you know, gotten open with them, and then that discourages me from getting open with anybody, you know.
So you feel responsible for the counselor when you talk to them if they moved or changed?
Yeah, to some degree, because it's happened now four times, and I don't know if I'm driving my counselors away. Now.
Well, that seems unlikely. I mean, that's what counselors do. They're there to listen and learn. Cheryl, listen, you know, we've been talking today about things that I wish we'd known when we were younger. And I'm sure if we talked for a while, if I had a chance to talk to you a little bit longer, you could tell some stories probably from your childhood and different things that you've learned and experienced that maybe led you to some of the lies you're telling yourself today. I just want to encourage you, do not allow Satan to continue to lie to you, because I hear a whole series of lies coming out. You know, I mean, I'm responsible for my counselors. You probably feel responsible if it's a rainy day where you live. And understanding that we're not. We can only be responsible for ourselves. So I want to encourage you as we go off the air here, Cheryl, that you would reach out intentionally today and and go to your pastor and say, Pastor, I need a counselor that can help me, and allow your pastor to guide you and lead you into connecting with somebody who can help you and talk to you, that'll love you and listen to you. Because you got to begin that process. The first step of intentional living is saying, I want something better. I want something different. I'm sick of where we are now, and I'm going to take this intentional step.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Khadidra. If I were to tell my younger self anything, it would be to stay true to that tender-hearted spirit that you have. It does not matter what other people think. Don't let the world corrupt you. You are sweet and you are kind for a reason, and God wants to use that through you. But God has brought me through a lot, so don't worry about what other people are saying. Make sure you stay connected to Him, because you know that you hear Him. And I guess that's what I would really tell my, I guess, younger self. I'm 25. I would tell that to me and any other teenager out there.
Khadidra, you're still a young lady, and that wisdom of saying, hey, if I could even go back 10 years, I'd tell myself these things. And I think of those of us who are a little bit older, those of us who have experienced a little bit more life, and as we're thinking about, you know, today about marriage, and boy, I wish I'd known then what I know now. Well, we didn't, and we lived through it, and God was with us. And that's why we do a show like this, because we want to pass along some of the experiences of people who are ahead of you on this journey of life, and maybe be an encouragement to you in your 20s and 30s as you're following along. That's why we do this, and that's why Intentional Living is here. We love you, and we want the best for you every day. This has been part one of wanting to know then what I know now, and I'll tell you what, we're going to continue this discussion on a program coming up, part two, in a few days. And if you have a comment you'd like to leave on our storyline, we'd love to hear from you. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717. Maybe you've been down the path and you'd say, wow, if I could talk to a younger me about marriage, this is what I'd share. And I got about 20 seconds, just enough time to say thank you to those of you who have been praying for me, for Stephen, Jennifer, for our team, and have been actively supporting the ministry, intentionally standing with us. Thank you for doing that, and God bless you. We'll see you next time. Hope you come and join us right here at Intentional Living.